Was this about what you expected, more so? And then what was the message you sent to kids before, and what are you going to tell them after?
No, I mean, it was this was a really professionally run situation. It's one of those deals where, you know, until you've been through it, you really don't understand what's going on. As many people in the hallway as there are in these rooms, and you learn as you go. It's something that you hear about, something that you may have caught a little bit on television. I think television, from a head coach's perspective, you know, you get to see the coach, you don't get to see all this stuff. So, you know, it's a big time deal, and I think it speaks to the excitement of the SEC.
A little thing, but what's the value in Ryan and Luke and Sean going back and telling their teammates about this tomorrow as you guys prepare for fall camp?
No, it's a big deal. You know, those guys flying out here this morning, you know, being able to get up here and they walked in the hotel, you know, put them in a nice suite upstairs. They really feel how big time it is, and then for them to be able to communicate that with the other players, I think is a huge deal. But obviously, you know, them being able to go through this and being the representatives of Texas A&M that they've been today is an experience for them that they'll never forget.
So your biggest stage as a representative for A&M as well. You know, no goosebumps or anything getting up there for 40 minutes with all those folks in the country watching?
It's, you know, you do a lot of different things, you know, from a media standpoint, and we've been through a lot of different things as an assistant coach, and a couple national championship games, and all the BCS games. So, you know, it's probably a little bit different in this setting because of the timing of the year to really start football and the energy level, but. You know, fortunately, I've been around some programs where, you know, there's been some pretty big media events.
How many questions did you get were variations on the theme of, are you ready for the SEC West? You know what you're facing, that sort of thing. I mean, did that kind of dominate things?
No, not really. Most people were talking about the excitement level, wanting to know what kind of offense we're going to run and who the quarterback is. It's the same old question. and what are we going to do about our defense? So other than that, we don't have any problems. Basically, I got the feeling that people don't think we're any good on defense, and we can't run our offense, and we don't have a quarterback. That's what I left today with.
Y'all are on vacation picking up commitments right now as a coach and staff. Talk about what we're here at SEC Media Days, the impact that being the Texas team in this conference has had on y'all's recruiting.
I think it's had a huge effect. You know, it's clearly separated us from everybody else in the state by being a part of the SEC. It's helped our footprint moving east in recruiting to you know, into Mississippi and Louisiana, and it's like we talked about, you know, with that comes some other things. You know, it's moved the SEC's footprint into Texas too. So, you know, I think we've looked at some guys, we've gotten some looks from some guys that we may or may not have gotten without the SEC. I don't know. I wasn't here last year, but I will say that, you know, with my conversations with guys, with prospects, the SEC patch hadn't hurt us at all. I think it's helped us from a get your foot in the door standpoint. And then I think it's really helped us also when it comes to separating ourselves in state, but also competing out of state nationally.
One more question.
Is that it?
Just be remiss if I didn't ask you about Manziel's situation following the arrest, where he stands right now with you guys.
There hasn't been any change in that situation. We're waiting for his hearing, which hasn't happened yet. Obviously, we've done some things internally and imposed some things on him internally that he's got to take care of. He's got to do to continue to be a part of the team, and so. Really, his situation has not changed and will not change externally, you know, pending the hearing. We've got a process, a three-part process, an educational process. We've got, the middle part of the process and the penalization part. And so He's got some things that he's got to get done internally with us and take care of some business there. And if he continues to do what he needs to do there, we'll see what happens in the hearing, and we'll go from there.
All right,
so really that status hasn't changed.